Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN Chicago. Mm-hmm. Got Judy Pilak on the news, of course. Just heard her soulful stylings. Give it up again for Judy Pilak.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What?
Kevin Powell is on the sports, and Violetta Pydermedic is on the
selfie stick.
She's on the drums.
Doesn't she have the selfie? Didn't you say she was taking selfies?
I looked
earlier?
Up, and it appeared that you were taking selfies earlier.
I was actually, I was working hard, but when I was taking a little break, I was FaceTiming my grandma.
Oh, that's sweet. Then we thought you were taking pictures.
There's
of
a
you
time and difference. She's in Serbia. She never knows when I'm at work. You know. It was just like
you know,
the
nice thing, though,
there's
is
a decline button on
we know when you're at work. That's the nice part right there. There's a little something.
Wait, I can't deny a FaceTime from my grandma. That's just horrible.
Yeah, you can't. You definitely can't. What's the time difference?
Like 7 hours, 8 hours.
Oh, it's late at night for her.
It's Stephen Colbert. That's what he does, too, in the middle of his monologue. Stops. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, grandma.
My grandma from Ireland is morning there, and she's letting me know.
Well, sometimes you do have to take a call from grandma.
Sometimes you got to do what you got. Yeah, well, that's true. Because, you know, and I know that to be true. Sometimes you never know when they're not going to call. You don't want to get the call.
Wow, you're going to take me there right now?
Just saying.
Okay, yeah.
Just saying. That's just
your daughter just got married. She's never going to see you again.
Oh, gosh.
Just kidding.
Just
okay, that was rough.
Turn. That's quick.
My grandma's very close to my heart.
I know.
I was saying not your grandma. I was saying just in general.
Yes, I know. So we have to cherish every moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That was nice.
Wow.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know why I got so mean.
Woo! Let's lighten it up a little bit. Maybe talk about the dead bunny or something.
Yeah, let's get to the bunny.
Oh, yeah, that's a light story.
Yeah.
At least it's not people.
Oh, God.
well, not yet.
It's got real dark.
Got dark in here.
All right. So United Airlines, first of all, let's do the non-dead story. There was a woman that they were supposed to send to France because she speaks French. And she was, deported. I don't know. What was it? What was the deal?
What is the story?
She was supposed to be going, and she did not speak a lot of English. Right. Oh. So they were helping her. You know, they had like the, and like if you're in a foreign country, they'll sometimes do this for you. They'll let you, you know, they have people there to help you through the airport to find your way. This woman seemed to be a little confused. And so they delivered her onto her flight. The problem was.
No. She wasn't confused. They changed the flight number. They changed the gate number. And they didn't announce it in French, only in English, of course. That's what happened.
So she was sitting at her appropriate gate
waiting for her flight.
Exactly.
That's how she got to the gate. And so now she's at the gate. And then it gets really wacky.
But then when she gets on the plane, this is the part I don't understand. If she gets on the plane, she's on the wrong flight, how do they beep her onto the flight?
Yeah, those things don't work, do they, if you're on the wrong flight?
You
not only
that,
she got on the wrong flight, and then it just continued. Her seat was taken, of course, and they gave her another seat. I mean, it just...
This is the opposite of what they're doing.
Exactly.
They're going to please you with whatever it is. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Whatever you want.
We're oversold.
Where would you like to sit?
But our pilot's going to leave, and he's going to open up a seat, and so you can sit up there.
But that's, I think, what happened. I think they bent over backwards. So she went up. There were three people sitting there, and she told them, and they said, well, I got a seat for you back here. Follow us. We've got an open seat for you.
Just on the wrong plane, going to the wrong place. Poor thing.
Don't worry about your English. You don't need to speak English.
So then what happened? She showed up at a whole different place, and she's like,
in San Francisco.
San Francisco, yeah.
Am I in Paris?
So she had to wait like 11 hours in San Francisco before they...
You know what? Paris, San Francisco. I mean...
But there is a piece in here...
European feel to San Francisco.
That says that even when her ticket didn't go through, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, because that happens. It turns red and they like, step aside.
This must be our fault. Sorry. You know, we killed a bunny last week.
We're bending over backwards for all passengers, animal and human. I think there is something to that, though, that they, you know, the United CEO was so apologetic that they've totally changed, you know, not changed, but they've called attention to this issue that maybe they are sort of overcompensating.
But see, I don't want them to overcompensate. I want them to be thorough and legitimate and not let people on a plane that they're not supposed to be on.
So that's what they were saying about this, that they interviewed a family member, and he said, well, what if my aunt were not my aunt? What if she were a terrorist or someone who meant to do wrong? How did, you know, just getting someone on the wrong flight isn't necessarily, you know.
And then again, maybe it was just a mistake.
True.
Now everything's such a big deal.
Right.
But maybe it was it probably happened, you know, mistakes have to happen every day.
Yes.
So.
But now they get hyper attention to everything that happens.
Well, we certainly want to know about it. Everyone wants to know now.
It's like, what happened on United now?
This just into the CNN newsroom. Uh-huh. Flight 3721 of United, seat 13E, did not fully recline.
Or did fully recline. That seems to be the problem now.
That is probably true. It's okay. It's okay. I mean, the lady got where she was going. I'm with Violetta, despite what she just did. I am with Violetta on this, and I happen to think that what I want United to be, like, real, for real. I want them to be, when I get on the plane, mm-hmm. I have expectations.
Okay, what are those?
I have very simple expectations.
Simple, yeah.
The plane is going to go where I think it's going to go.
Sure.
That's number one. But they do, you know. In the pre-flight, they are supposed to say that, right?
But they say it in English. So she didn't understand, I guess.
Excuse me.
No, you mean, you know, but although wouldn't you, isn't San Francisco the same in French?
Yes, but she might have thought, you know,
there was
a guy named St. Francis on board the aircraft. You know, St. Francis is going to keep us safe. I don't know what it is. But yeah, it is true. If you are going to, that is a weird, that's a weird thing, because most airlines do handle that for you. Like, they will do an assignment. If you're internationally, they generally speak both languages.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When we were going to Mexico, they were speaking Spanish and English.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been on flights to other joints, and they speak
the languages of both countries.
Yeah.
The destination country.
Well, right. They were speaking English because they were going
to San Francisco.
Right.
It's particularly bad when I've flown Swiss Air a number of times, and that's bad because I've always found them to be a great airline. But their problem with them is that they speak in every language known to man.
Exactly.
Because they consider themselves to be the United Nations, right? They're like everything. So the next thing you know, they're giving me instructions on how to use my seatbelt in Tagalog. And I'm like, I don't need that.
No, that doesn't help a lot of people, really. But they are Switzerland. That's why they're Switzerland.
Yeah. But there is but in this particular case, so they told the woman, all right, so now this is great. Now, according to the woman and her niece, who was her English interpreter, the scariest part of the ordeal is that she was able to board the flight in the first place. Right? She bamped, and they were like, oh, go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry. This
must be a mistake.
This is our fault. Our fault. Go ahead, sit down. And then seat was taken. And at some point, she had to kind of figure out.
There were a few clues.
That maybe this was not the right place to be.
No one was speaking French on the plane, too.
She's checking the, you know, in-flight map. She's like, why are we going this way?
So
this is
going to
be a long flight if we're going this way.
Giants fans everywhere with their hats on.
So United has just released their statement. We deeply apologize to Ms. Bahutukukukukukale. I think that's how you pronounce it.
The name is unpronounceable. And yeah, it's very difficult. Bahutukukale.
For this unacceptable experience. When she arrived in San Francisco, we assured that she got on the next flight to Paris and refunded her ticket. I like how they do that. How they like they make it free for you after they've taken you basically
halfway around across the country. Oh, all the way across the country, right? She originated in New Jersey.
Right. 7.5-hour flight to in the wrong direction. That does seem like a long time to get to San Francisco from.
Mm-hmm.
Our customer care team has reached out to her directly to ensure that we make this right. It's almost like the mob now.
Is that what they're saying?
It's like a mob. It's
almost too nice. You don't believe it, right? Sort of like what you're saying. You know, like the mob might say.
They should actually hire the mob to do their public relations. Right? Like, all right, so Ms. Bahutukukukale and I,
we're going to make it right.
We're going to have a sit down, and then we're going to make it right. What does she need? We're going to make it right. I don't want a violation. I don't want no trouble. We're so sorry. It's going to be okay.
Have this pork chop on us.
We'll do whatever. What do you need? What do you need?
Get her some compensation.
What they should work on is getting their policies and procedures right.
Well, this is, what do you mean?
I mean, it keeps happening because they're not just, they should be doing a good job. You know what I mean? Stuff that's happening, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's why, like when it beeps, why isn't she take, you know, don't be swayed because now everyone, I think, is nervous. And they're, you know, they're going,
right.
They're bending over backwards. No, do a good job, and this stuff won't happen.
And let me tell you something. we killed a bunny last week.
Stop calling it a bunny. It was a rabbit.
It's a rare. All right, we killed a rabbit.
Bunny sounds
tiny, and it was a very big bunny.
It was a very big bunny. It was kind of a freaky, creepy bunny.
The rabbit done died. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Norm, you're on WGN.
Hey.
Hey, Norm. You were a gate agent?
Well, I worked the gates and the ticket counter for almost 8 years for American at O'Hare. And that was back in the days where we filled out boarding passes with a magic marker and a piece of paper.
Yeah, I remember that.
Nowadays, they have barcodes on them, and they go through a scanner. If she was boarding, now this is the gate agent's problem, if she was boarding a flight to San Francisco with a Paris boarding pass, that boarding pass would be rejected. It would not go.
That's the sound it would make, sort of, but
then
much
she
more subtle.
Got on, then she got on board because of the agent's error and found out that her selected seat, 22G, was already occupied. Flight attendant came over, looked at her boarding pass, and for somehow missed those six letters, ORDCDG, Chicago to Paris, Charles de Gaulle Airport.
Mm-hmm.
But gave her another seat.
Right.
So you have two undertrained, unreliable employees.
This, by the way,
the
Norm,
passenger
is how
had
the...
no problem at all. She couldn't speak English. She was relying on the system, and the system failed her.
That's right. Thank you, Norm. Appreciate it. And this is how the rabbit done died. Too. They couldn't figure that out either.
Policies not followed.
Right. Now the lawyer for the rabbit, and this is true, the lawyer for the rabbit believes that the rabbit may have been refrigerated.
I know. And then United says that's not true, but oh my gosh.
All right. Let's just say, okay. I just
now this
say,
would definitely be a mob thing. Tell us about it.
I want to just say that, every once in a while, you know, you got to refrigerate a guy, you know?
Gosh.
They don't know what you're asking them to do. You got a refrigerator guy. You saw it. You see Goodfellas. You know what goes on. Meat hook time.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you do the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, Violetta?